Basically, all these cheetahs hate this guy because he's just smashing these girls, man. That homie smashed the mother-in-law. He
like damn,
smashed
bro.
all the girls in town. All of them. Like, all of them. And I ate it. And it felt good at the moment. Until I had an elevation. This is bullshit.
What are you talking about?
That like people only talk about like Apple products just being like hype products. But they're not hype products. They are good as quality.
No, they're actually really good. Like yeah.
I
and people want to fight
with
it.
Like iPhone 7s and things.
Yeah.
And those things are working proper. No?
Till this day.
Till this day.
No.
I'm like, who was competing with them then? Where are they? They're not in the picture.
No, Apple is Apple. I vouch for them. It's like
it's
actually
beyond branding.
It's
right?
So funny because I saw a guy basically that was like, "Oh, what Apple products do you actually need?" And I think he was like, "He's like, you just need the phone and the laptop."
Nah, babe.
And then he's like, "It's nice to have an iPad, but you don't need it like that."
Nah.
And I will say for sure, like, it is very nice to have an iPad. It's like, it's just an extension of your phone and you use it in completely different ways, but you don't need it.
But.
Which I understood.
Given the chance or opportunity to cop everything. Everything.
Definitely,
you know what I'm saying?
Because it makes sense.
Like the whole thing just
it's a system. It works so well together.
And people come here with the technical terms on something. Like, yeah, but this gives this what $100,000 whatnot speed, bro.
Yeah,
that's nice for you to know, but that information I do not care. These people here, they've packaged it in a way that any consumer can understand.
How packed?
And trust them.
How packed are Apple stores?
Bro.
Like, it's insane.
Bro.
It's insane.
So,
like, you cannot get, like, for example, if the iPhone 15 launches on, like, the 10th of October.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't pre-order, you're not gonna get it until, like, freaking December or January.
Yeah, or Jan. Yeah.
It's like,
you're chatting
what
from
do you
personal
mean?
Experience. Yeah.
They made me wait, man. I was so annoyed.
Yeah, we waited.
We waited.
Like good kids.
Because I'm like, duh, calls. Why the frick wouldn't you pre-order?
Yeah.
But anyway.
We waited. But,
we waited. Yeah. And it's like, they all smash, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you have the privilege of continuously upgrading, then you
Yo,
do it because it makes sense.
Jump on that way.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you also just don't want to, like, your iPhone 13 right now, iPhone 12, people are still, like, recording on that and making, like, insane
Is
quality.
It?
Yeah, like, on TikTok all the time, I always see
Is
it.
It.
Yeah. So it's almost like it's timeless, you know? It's very interesting.
Maybe I should cop one of them phones and just get, like, I don't know, 1 terabyte something. Just spun from there, bro.
Yo, because space is a pandemic.
Oh,
space
it's
is
like
such
the amount
a pandemic.
Of hard drives and SD cards.
It's
like,
never
you
enough.
You should actually hire someone to sort this crap out.
Because we are in a very dark place.
Yeah. And I think it's just that, like, files on files.
It's a lot.
I just need that.
It
but
needs
anyway,
so much time.
Anyway. Colsington, welcome to another episode. It's been I actually like the setup. I like it because I've got the view right in front of me.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I'm saying? So I
that's
think
nice.
This is gonna work.
Okay.
I love this. But
yeah.
It's been a very busy few days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, yes, it has been.
It's been a very busy few days.
It has been.
I think, as you can see, the boy is getting jacked. So there has been a lot of work being, you know, and time being spent in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and, I did not see you going there.
We started on a very, very bad note.
Yeah.
It's like I'm still far from where I want to be.
Yeah.
I'm far. Even like I low key wanna say where I should be.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't wanna hold on to what should and what should not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But like to where I am right now, it's like I have a very long way to go, but I'm like, I'm proud, bro.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
I'm proud. Like, I've been consistently working, G.
You really are, bro. Yeah. You're going. You're showing up, eh?
Yeah. And I think this week sort of marked, like, a new feat. I know it's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
But, like, I've been eating pretty clean.
Yeah,
this week.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've been eating clean. Homeboy is not craving like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
The system's working.
The system's working. I'm like, nice. Okay, fine. Yeah. I'm not craving and I'm not eating that crap.
Mm.
Also, my energy levels don't drop.
Yeah.
Because that's what used to happen.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? But
yeah,
my energy levels, like I can sustain them more. You know what I'm saying? And then, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can hit a session. I hate my session.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, I feel like we're still in the beginning phase, though.
Definitely. You know?
But
definitely.
I'm like, hey, shout out to me for my effort.
Okay.
I can see myself. But yeah. Yeah, how you doing, Colton?
Hey, on this side, it's okay.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Because I'm just like, I feel like for me, it's like I need to just rewrite my eating habits in a way. Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Or you don't think what I'm saying is correct?
No. Dive into it. I'm confused because I feel like you've been eating very well.
Now,
but yes, it's been for a minute. It's been a minute.
It
now.
Has
Probably
been
like 3 weeks.
It has been.
You know, like I'm
like
only
I haven't had
in,
fast foods.
Like I've been
like
only
that.
3 days. You like 3 weeks. So
you reckon?
Yeah, you've been doing very good. Like
yeah,
because I also went through that phase where I was like, "Bruh, this is messed up. I cannot say no to shit." You know, so I was like, "Nah."
That
nah,
was so funny. That was so funny.
So I'm like, so what would normally happen? Let me put it like this. This is the last day, but and this was also extreme, I know. So normally, right, we would get breakfast and then they'd like give us like two slices, right?
Yeah.
Calls would just hit one slice. For probably like 2 days until I noticed that she's hitting one slice. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, Chiquita, serious now? About this red light thing? She's serious now? We're cutting out the bridge. You know?
You're
I'm like, okay. I am not going to cut out the bread harshly. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just like, decrease, you know, I'll eat one slice as well, like one slice of bread when we have our breakfast, you know. Alright, fair. And then came a moment where we ordered like a breakfast meal and it had the toast, right? So now with the toast, it's two slices and then they'd have the cheese in between, right? Melted.
Yes.
I think it's important to say that.
You love cheese.
I love cheese. You know
cheese
what I'm saying?
Cheese is your kryptonite. Yep.
So you ate whatever sides there were at the time
yeah.
before charming the bread.
Yeah.
I went straight for the bread, right?
I don't remember this day.
Listen.
Yeah.
I went and I ate my two slices. And then you finished your, I don't know, your snack or side, whatever it was. And then you went for your bread, but you only ate one slice. And you offered me the one slice that you were not eating. And I just jumped at the opportunity to eat it. And I ate it. And it felt good at the moment. Until I had a revelation. What? A revelation.
A realization?
No, a revelation.
A revelation. Is it a revelation?
The book of Revelations.
What are you saying?
What is it?
What are you saying?
It's revelations because it's revealed.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I said. You were saying something else.
I was just writing
on
the joke. That's all. Because I found it funny and you couldn't figure it out. But yeah, I had a revelation. Then 2 hours or so, or an hour after eating the third slice. And I was like... She ate one slice, despite the fact that it came with cheese and it was nice. She was not tempted to eat the other one. So I was like, nah, B, I have to be better. I have to be. You know what I'm saying? And then I sort of looked, I'm like, but how did we end up here? You know? And it was like, no, you just didn't say no. So every time she's offering you, like, yo, do you want an extra piece of chicken? And you say, yeah, sure. You know? That's like, bro, you need to start saying no. Because you are eating her calories and you can see she's nipping. And you're not nipping like that. And the scale bagging at the same time.
The scale is bagging.
But
oh
my thing
God.
Is, I'm also putting in work. But
you
now
are
I'm like,
putting in work. Yeah.
I'm seeing the work now, despite the heavy dieting. But I'm like, just off 3 days, I feel good.
Oh, I'm saying no.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah. Anyways, welcome to episode 8.
I can't believe we're on episode 8. That is
it
insanity.
It is crazy. We've been writing for 2 months now.
That is crazy
that
to
is
me.
That is insane.
Time flies.
Time flies.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
I am so happy that it's happening here in this beautiful city.
Yes.
Of this beautiful kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, yeah, I think... I've been soaking in a lot, you know, and it's been a very beautiful experience. Very, very beautiful experience. Very peaceful.
So peaceful,
yeah, like, I understand why people come here and become life coaches. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, because you're just learning. And observing
exactly.
And taking in so much.
It has so many lessons, right?
Yeah.
And it's mad inspirational.
Yeah.
So you become better. And you somehow also want to share it with the world.
Yeah.
As to how to become better.
I get
you. Because a lot of the guys that are also out here in the self-improvement, you know.
Yeah.
Niche, so to say. That reside here in Bangkok. Like... They are telling people to come here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're telling people, yo, man, go to Bangkok. Like, come to Bangkok. Like, this is... And they're telling people... I think I saw the authenticity when my blueprint, so to say, sort of matched someone else's who's here in Bangkok, and I was like,
that's nice.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
So we're all seeing things from the same eye, type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So hence, also with Ndanga from the that immigration team, the extension.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, homie been pushing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like people you can generally come here.
Bump into your channel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they watch your content and
it's pretty crazy. And, it's quite fast paced, right?
It's insane, bro.
It's very fast.
Yeah.
Like it's so fast at it's the insane. Same time.
Yeah.
But I like it because you can find moments of silence and moments of peace.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Like you can create. Like if you want, if we say we want to work and grind, we can pack our bags and go somewhere where we can do that.
Yeah.
And you can put in
at any time of the day and put in good effort.
Yeah. You know. So I think it's like you definitely need to find that balance because you can get lost in one or the other type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's pretty. Pretty
I feel
cool.
so privileged, man.
Yeah, I also feel very privileged.
I feel
to experience
so
this.
Blessed, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's really a beautiful city.
That's really nice.
And I'm very grateful.
Very present, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very. I think so. Today I bumped into a lady, South African.
You didn't say she was South African. It was a different lady.
Today, fam.
Yeah.
Yeah, today. Which other lady did I meet today?
You didn't say that she was South African.
Who?
The lady that you bumped into. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. So I see she's wearing like a Springbok jersey. And I was like, ah, shit. Solid top, you know?
Mm.
And she was like, where's yours? You know? I don't know if she's Afrikaans or just English, but she was a white lady.
Yeah.
You know? And so I ask her, like, yeah, so where in South Africa are you from? She's like, Joburg. I'm like, fuck.
Nice.
I'm also from Joburg.
That's
where
nice.
About? Take a guess.
I don't know. Alberton?
Nah, bruh. Emeritia Park.
Don't lie. Bruh. That is crazy.
Bruh.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
We would have the best time.
Going to Emeritia Dam?
Yeah.
I literally told her that. I was like, nah. My wife and I would hit that Emeritia Dam, boy.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
We really did. That makes me so emotional.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Like, yeah. It's insane, bro.
That's so crazy.
So it's like, you're what, 12,000? Kilometers away,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
and someone can
and
impact you
meeting
that way.
Someone here
that's
who's from basically where you're from. That's insane.
Like we can relate on things,
yeah, that is insane.
That is
like,
insane.
What are the chances? Why,
what are the chances?
You were in Joburg,
you could have been
life.
From Cape Town,
yeah.
It would have been a different experience. That's crazy. We did go to Emeritia Dam like all the time. Beautiful place.
Very beautiful, man.
Very beautiful. And the seasons change and in summer.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. It's
so,
also
so
nice
pretty.
To see the seasonal
seasons
changes.
Change.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so sweet.
Quite the, yeah.
Jog down memory lane.
I know.
Oh, we even did that photo shoot with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With, with Asbo.
With Asbo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. Oh, with the little dogs.
Yeah.
There were two cute little
dogs, yeah.
That was so adorable. I'm going to go find those pictures.
Fisherman pants. Yeah, it's crazy.
And you insane. Could pick me up there.
don't go there. Don't go there. But yeah.
It's okay. But that was so
we
cute.
Are here now. And,
we are here now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so... That was nice.
That was nice. Yeah. Very emotional.
Yeah. Let's play a game.
Yes. Do you have a game in mind?
Now, listen.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell a story.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And you have to guess if this really happened or not.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So if it's true or false.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Is it gonna be a long story or?
Listen.
Okay,
don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, you just listen to the details.
Cool.
And you decide.
If it's true or false.
If it's true or false.
Cool.
Alright. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so. Giving you a scenario now. It is a weekend. Or it doesn't matter. Because we are in Bangkok.
Cool.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what day it is. But.
Okay.
It's a day in Bangkok, and that's why it's a nice day, you know. It gets dark, and we have lady boys.
Okay.
Right? It's not strange. We have lady boys, right?
Cool.
Yeah, and now, it happens that out of the group of the ladyboys, or the ladyboys that are present at the time, they're not only Thai, but they're also Filipino ladyboys. You know what I'm saying? Alright. Now, a fight goes off, bam, bam, bam.
Like they fighting each other?
Yeah. That's like two type of thing. Let's say two Filipinas.
Okay.
The two Filipinas now go. And they go get their mates from the Philippines now. Now you have a lady boy war now. And now this thing is so big. Everyone talks about it. And you're seeing it, everything. Yeah. On social media. Everyone has an opinion. People are... It's a big thing now. It's a boma. Patriotism is coming into play now.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the story. Is it a is it true? Is it true events or not?
It's such a random story.
Okay.
But I think there are details there.
Okay. Details that are there or details that are lacking?
I think there's quite a lot of details.
Oh, okay. So you reckon my story was well detailed?
I think so. So okay. In saying that, I think that even though, like, I feel like your starting makes me feel like it's a false story.
Because,
like, you weren't sure what you were about to say.
Okay.
So I'm confused. That's the only thing. So I'm like, okay. But then you went with it. So you could have just been getting into it because you could have forgotten the details. So very tricky.
So what is it, mate?
I think that the story is false.
Oh my goodness, what a pity.
Is it true?
It's a true story. That is literally what is trending right now in Bangkok.
Really?
Well, in Thailand, yeah. Guess where this happened?
Where?
At Soi 11.
Really?
I was at Soi 11. So I was
telling homeboy.
This
was something you witnessed?
No, I didn't witness
it. Oh, someone is telling you.
Witnessing things online.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah,
and then, and then now I'm at the gym, right?
That's crazy.
Homeboy that I posted that day on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's there. And so I'm telling him, I'm like, remember, because he was like, yo, why don't you hit them clubs and stuff? I'm like, yo, I just got here.
Yeah.
I can't just party. You know what I'm saying?
Let me get
into, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then maybe after a month. So I'm like, yeah, I've hit a month. And I hit them club. I hit the Soi 11 Guans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, crap. Did he see the... Oh, no. He even says it was like, oh, crap. Then you must have seen the whole ladyboy fight thing. You know? I'm like, nah, bruh. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, oh, he's like, oh, you also know that shit. I'm like, yeah, bro, I saw one thing. It's like, yeah, that's crazy. I'm like, whoa, you are really following this, man. So, yeah, so it's like, that's what happened. Like, it is that with them lady boys, man.
Yeah. Now, that was insane. It's a true team. I think I genuinely thought it was false.
Do you want to try the game on my side with me?
I have no idea what's been happening, mate. So I'm just like, I'd be such a terrible person. Oh, but I don't have to know, right? I can just also make up a story.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm not so creative on the spot. Okay. You were thingy.
I'm the guy.
On the ground.
Oh, yeah, I was. That's a story from the ground, right?
Yeah. You know?
I reckon I could make up a story.
I know you could.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I wouldn't be... You know you used to tell me stories.
Yeah.
Remember?
I remember, and yeah. I just make them up, right?
Yeah.
Shame.
Like bedtime stories.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Quite a way to catch a chick, but yeah. It worked. Yo, Kelly Rowland, man. And what's that? Mia.
That thing.
Mia Kalpa or some shit.
Like. I don't even. Kalpa.
Kalpa.
Yeah. I went on TikTok and people were just like, what was that? And I was like, yeah, fair enough. You know what I'm saying?
What was what?
Like, it wasn't the whole great. Thing? Yeah, it wasn't great. That's what they say. But I don't want to be, like, a hater or, like, to, like, bring things down, you know?
I think
it was okay. Like, you didn't waste your time.
Nah, I beg to differ.
You reckon?
Yeah, I was looking for, like, nice ways to...
Okay.
It wasn't it, man. And I think everybody's like sort of like scared to say it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe like, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. But
yeah,
I think it's also in that like the expectation is it's Kelly Rowland, right?
Yeah.
But we can see that she's starting out her acting career.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah. So it does make sense.
So she'll get better with time.
Yeah. However, just because of the name and we used to like greatness from her in so many aspects.
I get you.
And then it's like sometimes you forget that she's actually allowed to be a beginner. You know what I'm saying? So
I get you.
Yeah, I think it's that. And then from a consumer point of view, obviously we don't want to see beginner stuff. Because it's like, do you get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
now because
of
how big she is, she gets that platform.
Yeah.
Right? Or, yeah, people can just follow her type of thing. But it's like, bruh. But, yeah. I think, like...
You didn't like it.
And I'm just like, so here's my thing, right? With the guy now.
Okay.
Not the husband. The
guy that's going.
The guy that babs is like, it's like it does this when he was babsing. The guy that's just the artist. Man.
I get you. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think Homeboy is a good actor.
Yeah.
I just don't think they had like maybe a good script.
You know what I'm saying?
Because also the direction of how his chick, whatever, the one that he killed was found. It was like out of nowhere type of shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what if she didn't go to the holiday then? You know what I'm saying? And it's like there's so many countries around. But it's like, it's not anime or cartoons. So we don't have to use our imagination.
We need to know.
Yeah, so like
details.
The dots exactly.
Yeah, the
we
dots were not
dot.
Connecting.
Yeah.
I think it was all in the script, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like just it was just all over the place. I feel.
Yeah.
And I think that, it was just weird. It was a strange thing.
Yeah.
It was like Anyway.
Yeah. God bless them though.
Why would you say that?
No, because I'm like, I think I'm saying, the guy, the actor.
No, you know, yeah.
I think even the mother-in-law, right? Like, they were good actors, even the brother-in-law.
No, everyone was a good actor.
From an individual point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, again, it's like, I don't even watch a lot of movies and stuff. But so,
yeah.
I'm going to say that maybe these people are in, like, the early stages of their careers.
Know what I'm saying? Yes, yes.
And they are good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, it would be nice to see them like...
What they do now after that exposure.
Yeah, because I think from a skill point of view, it's like, nah, you can see that these people can act.
Yeah.
But yeah, the storyline was not connecting at all.
I agree with that. 1,000% true.
I think that's what also makes it very tough when you're someone starting out as well. So hopefully they work on other projects and then
they probably will see. Man, because I don't think it was terrible. It was just, it was like, okay.
Yeah. But, I just feel like they were trying to portray this thing of like, basically all these cheaters hate this guy because he's just smashing these girls, bro.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, he smashed that girl, like Ndanga's wife.
He smashed.
Like them, bro.
All the girls in town, all of them, like all of them. If they had to make, like, I don't know, that Mia Culpa 2, that homie smashed the mother-in-law type of shit.
Probably.
Like, yeah. He's just...
It's giving very much, like, I think they were, like, trying to make it, like, very much, like... Grace, no, what's that sexual thingy, that other one?
Which one?
I forgot what it was
Shades
called.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yes, that one.
So
maybe they're trying to go towards that.
I didn't watch that either,
but maybe, and, maybe when you saw with the red lights.
Oh, is it?
Maybe. Anyway, yeah. He smashed the mother-in-law.
Nah, homeboy. You saw when she was ripping off the paintings.
That was a lot, like, yeah.
Yo. It's just like,
that
what?
Was a lot. Like, this guy.
All these chicks.
Is a proper womanizer.
All these chicks.
In the same way. It's like you realize that you're predictable.
And, yeah.
It's like, yes, you all fall for it. So here we are.
You know what I'm saying?
Even though you
the
think
gifts,
you're so strong.
You name it.
Everything.
The chats. Everything.
That was hot. That was... Actually, that was pretty insane, actually.
Everything.
Talking about painting the waves and stuff. It was too in detail.
Bro, and the colors blue.
That's
like
scary.
Everything is the same, dog.
I think girls are easily charmed.
I will not lie. Once you get your formula...
Yeah, easy. You know what to do.
Once... As a gent, once you get your formula, you are pretty tough to contain.
What's your formula?
You can't just. That's kissing and telling. You don't do that.
I'm interested.
You know what I'm saying? I could be selling it and I'm just giving it away for free now.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying? But.
Did you have a formula?
I feel.
Really?
I definitely had a formula.
That's so interesting.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the thing is, the fundamentals of the formula are the same. However, they do change with every stage in life. They need some tweaking here and there. You know what I'm saying? How I'm getting a chick when I'm in high school, how I'm getting a chick when I'm in varsity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, okay, me now, I'm this guy now. At my age today. How am I getting a chick? You know what I'm saying?
I can't
be moving like a high school cheater.
Of course.
Do you get what I'm saying?
The stakes are different.
Exactly. And now if the stakes are different, that means the barrier to entry is also different. Mm. So it's higher. You name it. Do you get what I'm saying?
1,000%.
Yeah. But everything gets better. Fair. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, everything gets better. Yeah. So, that's just that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but now when you get your winning formula, you do not just
dish it out.
You don't just dish it out, number one. And you don't just change it. Do you get what I'm saying? Because here's the thing also. Homies will laugh at your winning formula, even though you say it wins. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And there's so many things that go behind a guy successfully, you know what I'm saying, layering a chick to his arms or whatever you wanna. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like the guy himself. Do you get what I'm saying?
Of course. It can't just be anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I could tell you now, do 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then I'm giving it to a cheetah now. Mm. And now this cheetah is like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You cannot execute because you're not me.
Cool. Mm. So if he tries his things somewhere else in a different place.
Yeah, like it could be, you know, cultural differences.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's also what sort of like traveling has also taught me.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Some people in some countries very conservative.
Yes, there's a different approach in every place. You know,
others, they just wild. It's literally, I wanna fuck you right now, and that goes.
It's just wild.
You know what I'm saying? Not even.
No one's tying anybody down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Others, they just like, listen. I don't know. We're gonna arrest you if you're holding hands. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
It's so, very different places. Yeah.
Very different. So
yeah,
like, there's no ways the game plan can be the same. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think the only place I won't be able to operate maybe is those ones where you get arrested for holding hands.
You know what? Speaking of that, sorry. Yeah. There was like this thing, I think it was like in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Like I think like, I don't know the details, but basically this reporter was just like basically trying to push the guy to tell the guy who's representing Saudi Arabia that Saudi Arabia like basically is not like they are like homosexual and stuff, you know.
Okay.
Because she asked that guy basically like, okay, so can gay people kiss, you know? And he's like, yo, nobody is allowed to kiss whether they are straight or they gay.
Yeah.
And then she's like forcing that narrative because she knows basically
where they stand.
Yeah. And she also knows how people will react. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's because, baiting.
Yes. Yeah. And she's not letting it go. And this guy's just like, yo, nobody's allowed.
Yeah.
Like, what? Don't ask me about sexualities. Nobody is allowed PDA.
Yeah.
Done. That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
We find it so hard. You're realizing now that people find it very hard to respect other people's cultures.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's just like it's none of your business. Yeah. In a way, to get what I'm saying. Unless
especially if you go to people's countries, man.
Yeah, especially people who are actually happy living
happily. Yeah, living the way that they live
in that country. Yeah. You know, and then people wanna come to you and make them feel like
inferior in some
way. Or feel like you shouldn't believe what you believe. We should all believe this.
Yeah.
It's like not everybody can believe in the same thing, guys. Like we all look different. So it's like we were raised different. We've been through different things.
Yeah.
And I think it's just crazy that some people don't wanna recognize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a lighter note though.
On a lighter note. Sorry. I was like,
I think that's the only place I won't be able to operate.
What?
But no, like Saudi.
What do you mean?
The formulas and chicks. Are you sure that's what we're chatting about?
Oh, yes.
But
yes,
anywhere else, I think I'm flourishing.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, definitely. I think, here we are.
Yeah. So, yeah, all right, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, what's cracking in your
My life is great. It's great.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
Ask.
I'm just joking. I like to do that. I literally have something up and I had nothing lined up.
Oh, you had nothing
and
lined up?
And I'm looking to you to be like, yo.
Ask the question.
Do you want to say something? I'm just shaking. You see how... Do you think... You're a going out person or staying indoors person?
That's an interesting question.
Isn't it?
Why are you asking me? Or you want me to just share?
I'm just interested.
I think I'm a going out person.
Yeah.
I spend some time out there. You know, I spend some time out there. I wake up in the morning and get ready. I chug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I come back after like 2 or 3 hours. But it's very rare that a whole day goes by.
Well, you haven't slept outside.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
And yourself?
I think I'm an indoors person for sure, but I at some point will get cabin fever, then I have to leave. At some point.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think it's very interesting to.
Yeah, but I do also get days where I just wanna like
be indoors. Just,
yeah, chill.
Yeah.
On the bed and watch something. And,
Yeah, it's wild. So, but like in between.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like your nails, by the way.
My nails?
You don't have to show them.
Really?
Yeah.
They need to be done.
Yeah, but I like them. I think the color and everything, I like them.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually wanted to revert back to my OG French tip.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'm a solid color person. But anyway, thanks. Sorry. I like your haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
The guy did his thing.
Yeah, nah. I think I'm going to stick to him. I think I found my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to stick to him until further notice. Yeah. Barbers are so important, you know. Yeah, what they do for one, some esteem and shit. Mad important. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's also nice to always like find your person. You're just like, okay.
Like in this part of the world, person.
I am sorted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm not worried. He's got me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think it's just that at the moment. I'm like, all right, I'll see you in about 10 days time or so. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're my guy.
Don't forget what you just did now. Because I'm going to need it again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel the same way with the nail lady.
Yeah.
I need to find me a nail tech, you know?
Yeah. So just be patient, man. Just keep
trying. I do need to be patient.
Yeah, until you find your guy as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you also don't want to have to get there and want to be like, I'll do this like this. But then like I can't hide my face though.
Yeah.
You know?
You do it either way.
I can't hide my face. But I'll never say anything, but my face will show. Anyway, we are rambling on about...
We really are.
Yeah.
We really are.
All right.
We
really are. I think we can... Close
wrap
it.
This one up.
Yeah.
I think it's a good one.
I think we did a great job.
Well done.
I think this one was chilled.
This is episode number 8, people.
Insane.
Insane
in the membrane.
It's really not a small feat.
Insane.
Well, at least to us. However, with that being said, we would really appreciate it if you could comment, like, or subscribe.
Yeah. I was looking at the data.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what the data is saying?
You can chat about it. Yeah.
The data is saying like people are watching.
People are watching.
But they're not subscribing.
But they're not subscribing.
So you're there.
It's an issue. Try us out. Ding, ding. Yeah. Help us, please. You know, please.
It's a please. I'm saying.
Please. But we really do appreciate you watching.
Yeah. Thank you for spending your time with us.
Yeah.
And just let it play.
Yeah.
In the radio while you're cooking, while you're cleaning. Yeah.
Have it on playlist so that all 8 of our videos just play. Bam, 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 bam.
And let's chat as well.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation in the comment section.
Yeah.
I don't know about what though.
But yeah, just chat.
Just
tell us how you guys are doing.
Yeah. How you doing?
And what you think about all these wars that are going on.
Yeah, Tijib, you're switching. It's cover.
I know. Bam, 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 bam. Comment, like, and subscribe. Comment, like, and subscribe. Spotify, positive review, 5 stars. Follow us there as well. Yeah, it's all love from my side. Mwah.